Brock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 625. Brock Hunter.
Morning, what's up?
All right, we're going to check out your full forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Ooh, it's a good weekend to have a couple Bud Light Seltzers while you're stuck at home, watching movies, getting caught up on all your favorite shows. Have a cold Bud Light Seltzer with it, man. Hi.
Hey.
Anyway, check them out. Bud Distributing.
Sorry.
What do we got? I still got a little bit of that delay. What's going on? Don't
check, check.
Check.
There we go.
Check.
Oh. All right, just shut the hell up and listen for a second.
All right, fine.
We'll go from there.
All right, good. Do it. Fine. Do your sports. Fine, do it.
Shut up.
Fine. If you want me to be quiet, I'll be quiet, okay? Fine. I won't say another word the rest of the entire sports broadcast. Does that sound good to you?
Are you good? Did you get it out?
I guess. All right, what do you got for us?
Hey, the Texans reportedly giving up a second-round pick, number 57 overall, in the upcoming draft in exchange for Cooks and a 2022 fourth-rounder. This will be the third time Cooks. We're talking about... Why isn't it just saying his last name?
Are they looking for chefs?
Maybe. It's the third time Cooks has been traded for the last 4 years. Apparently, we all know who Cooks is because they're not saying his first name. Seriously, I swear. Look it up. This will be the third time Cooks has been traded in the last 4 years. He started for the New Orleans Saints for three seasons before
Brandon Cooks.
There you go.
I couldn't guess that.
The score. Get it together. You writers are terrible. He's been New Orleans for the first three seasons before they dealt him to the Patriots ahead of the 2017 campaign that ended in a Super Bowl loss. Patriots then flipped him to the Los Angeles Rams, wound up losing to New England in Super Bowl 53.
All right.
So there you go. That's one story I got there. Dude, there's really not much going on.
Here, I'll help you out because this is just going horribly for you. So let's see here. Don't worry, I'll come to the rescue. I will come to the rescue. Tennis, you know how Wimbledon canceled this year's tournament and didn't even try to reschedule? That is because they actually had an insurance policy covering pandemics. Yep. That's I talked about
that yesterday during the show, during my midday show. It's crazy, dude. They've been paying $2 million a year, and now they're going to get what?
$141 million. Dude, whoever made that call is probably got the biggest raise.
It was because of SARS back in like 2002 or something, wasn't it?
I don't know. It doesn't really say. It just says that they had that out. But
it was after the SARS outbreak. Wimbledon was like, you know what? All right, we're gonna get a pandemic insurance policy, which nobody else. I haven't heard of anybody else doing that, period. I don't even know what insurance company is like, okay, yeah, $2 million a year, we'll take it. But you know what? It's paying off.
No joke.
$2 million a year, now they're getting $141 million. You know what? They're going to be playing on, like, golden tennis courts, man.
That's what I want to see, is Scrooge McDuck's tennis courts. That'd be great, man. Okay, there you go. I actually do have a fishing story, but I'm going to save it for next sports because we don't have a lot to talk about. Does that sound good?
Spread it out.
Spread it out. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.